A2 NYC Mayor Eric Adams fired after saying optics of migrant bus is bad for Biden. By John Binder on October 20, 2022. An aide for New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been fired after he was caught saying the optics of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving on buses from Texas are bad for President Joe Biden, the mayor, among other comments. City Hall staffer Christopher Baugh was caught making the remarks in multiple instances filmed by Project Veritas, the undercover watchdog group. On Thursday, Adams' office said Baugh had been fired. Among the comments made by Baugh, he said Texas Governor Greg Abbott's operation that packs buses with border crossers and illegal aliens before sending them to New York City, a sanctuary jurisdiction, is making Biden and Adams look bad. I think the optics of this are bad for Biden and they're bad for the mayor. And I think Biden saying, "All right, I'm just going to give away money to New York City because they can't take care of these migrants," is going to just be bad politics for him, Baugh said. Frankly, I don't know how much Biden is going to appreciate having a mayor be like, "Hey, you owe Blue Cities money because of this migrant crisis." Like, eventually that's going to make Biden look bad, which we're a month out from the midterms. Emphasis added. It's a very perilous situation for Eric Adams, and I don't know that Eric Adams is capable enough to navigate it. And ultimately it's like us struggling to comply with our own laws, like our right to shelter laws. Emphasis added. Baugh also revealed that Adams had contemplated putting a cap on the number of border crossers and illegal aliens that New York City would take off Texas's hands, but the plan was axed as liberal City Hall staff threatened to quit. "There was talk about us just limiting the number of migrants we would accept, and I'm glad we didn't do it that way. If the mayor did that, everyone would resign," Baugh said. "They would be like, all right, I'm out. Like, fuck this guy. I have colleagues in government who were going to resign if the mayor put a cap on immigrants. If he was like, after 20,000 we're not taking care of them, they were going to resign over it," he continued. When asked how many border crossers and illegal aliens New York City will accept under the Adams administration, Baugh said, "All of them. Like, we don't like it, but we'll take as many as they keep sending." Baugh said, "The city is broke, which makes me very nervous as someone who is paid by the city. Since Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey started sending border crossers and illegal aliens to New York City, more than 19,400 have arrived on buses, 73% of which remain in the city's overcrowded homeless shelter system." In his latest plan, Adams has built a tent city on Randall's Island for 500 single male migrant arrivals that features around-the-clock snacks, coffee, and tea, as well as Xbox game consoles, televisions, couches, popcorn makers, foosball tables, board games, phones for international calls, and free Wi-Fi. Adams is also considering chartering a cruise ship to house border crossers and illegal aliens that continue arriving every week. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.